In 2005, the Business Higher Education Forum released new data showing that 15-year-old Americans are worse at problem-solving than their peers in 25 countries. Something else young Americans don't seem to understand, perhaps not surprisingly, is evolution. In 1993, an international social survey ranked Americans last, behind Bulgaria and Slovenia, in knowledge of the basic facts of evolution. Part of the explanation involves the religious right's larger view of economic matters and the dismantling of government. In the radical Texas Republican platform adopted in 2004, the Lone Star GOP was not content to call for abolishing the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Energy. It also demanded the abolition of the Internal Revenue Service and the elimination of the income tax, the inheritance tax, the gift tax, the capital gains levy, the corporate income tax, the payroll tax, and state and local property taxes. Apparently, the White House was not embarrassed. We have seen in previous chapters that evangelicals, Southern Baptist Convention adherents, and others oppose government social and economic programs because they interfere with a person's individual responsibility for his or her salvation. One recent scholarly analysis updated evangelical economic thinking to include the role of televangelists, specifically Falwell and Robertson, in upholding a marriage between religion and American capitalism during the 1980s. It further elaborated on theology increasingly espoused by Pentecostal and charismatic preachers, that God's blessings are not confined to the next life. Indeed, God desires to bless His children materially in this world. By naming what you want, a new car, better job, good health, claiming it in the name of Jesus, and living in the faith that it will come to you, these believers no longer tied private property to the notion of hard work. The permissive theology involved, known as Name It and Claim It, originated with Oklahoma televangelist Oral Roberts, but crested under the aegis of Bruce Wilkinson, founder of the Atlanta-based Walk Through the Bible Ministries. According to historian James German, this movement reached its apex at the end of the 20th century with the immensely popular 92-page book, The Prayer of Jabez. Heretofore an unknown character in the Old Testament, Jabez became the hero for many. More than 5 million books were sold, who daily repeated his simple prayer. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. Tying the ancient supplication to modern life, author Bruce Wilkinson claimed that if Jabez had worked on Wall Street, he might have prayed, "Lord, increase the value of my investment portfolio." Others were diverted by rapture and end times possibilities. Overall, this kind of teaching has certainly stifled social consciousness among evangelicals, said Tim Weber, professor of church history at Northern Baptist Theological Seminary. If Jesus may come at any minute, then long-term social reform or renewal are beside the point. It has a bad effect there. Peter Peterson, a lapsed Republican who had earlier been Secretary of Commerce, could also plausibly blame GOP tax cut theology for his bête noire, federal deficit spending. Tax reduction, he said, had become a matter of faith. All kinds of quasi-religious explanations were converging in the makeup of party policy, leaving faithful economic stewardship the loser.